From Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge, this is Mix Margot, in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. A clever otter kept shuffling Maya's practice cards just when Maya had gotten comfortable. Her name was Mix Margot, and she had a mischievous streak. Whenever Maya settled into a nice, cozy row of the same kind of problem, 10 of them, all alike, one after another, Margot would slide up, scoop the cards, and shuffle in some different kinds. "Hey," Maya said, "I was on a roll. They were all the same kind, and I was getting them all right." "That's exactly why I mix them," Margot said, grinning. "Doing 10 of the same kind in a row feels great. You get into a groove, you get them all right, you feel like a genius. But here's the secret. You're not really practicing the math anymore. You're just repeating the same move on autopilot. The minute the problems are all alike, your brain stops working out which move to use. It already knows it's the same as the last one." She fanned the now mixed cards. "So I mixed them. Now you have to figure out, every single time, what kind of problem this even is. That's the part that actually matters." Margot flipped through the shuffled deck, pleased with the chaos. "Think about it," she said. "In real life, problems don't come labeled and sorted. Nobody hands you 10 of the same kind in a tidy row. They come jumbled. This kind, then a totally different kind, then another. So if you only ever practice them sorted, you get good at the easy part, doing the move once you know which move it is, and terrible at the hard part, figuring out which move it even needs." She tapped a mixed pair. "When they're all the same, you never practice choosing. When they're mixed, every problem starts with a real question. What is this, and what does it need? That choosing, that's the skill that actually counts when it's not practice anymore. And the only way to build it is to mix." "But mixing makes it harder," Maya said. "I get more wrong." "You do, at first," Margot admitted cheerfully. "Mixed practice feels worse in the moment. Sorted practice feels better. And yet, mixed is the one that sticks. Funny how often the comfortable way and the useful way aren't the same way." So Maya let Margot keep the deck shuffled, even though it felt harder. And it was harder. With sorted problems, Maya had breezed along. With mixed ones, she had to stop at each card and actually think. "Wait, what kind is this? Which method?" She got more wrong at first. It felt less like a triumphant roll and more like real, effortful work. But then came a test of the mixed kind, problems jumbled together, no labels, and Maya noticed something. While other kids froze, unsure which method each problem needed, Maya just knew. She'd been practicing exactly that. "I could tell them apart," she said afterward, a little amazed. "All mixed up, and I knew which was which. That was the hard part for everyone else. It was easy for me." "Because you practiced the choosing," Margot said. "Everyone else practiced the doing once you know. You practiced the part that's actually hard. That's why it felt harder all those weeks. You were building the thing that matters." Margot did a little victory roll, deck of mixed cards in her paws. "See the trade?" she said. "Sorted practice feels great now, helps you a little. Mixed practice feels worse now, helps you a lot later. Most folks pick the one that feels good in the moment, and then wonder why it all falls apart when the problems come jumbled in real life." She grinned. "You picked the harder feeling one, and it just paid off." Maya looked back at all those weeks of effortful mixed practice. "I almost asked you to stop," she said. "It felt like I was doing worse." "That's the trap of it," Margot said, gentler now. "The thing that builds you up the most often feels like it's going badly while you're in it. More mistakes, more effort, less of that smooth roll. And the thing that feels smoothest often builds you the least. Learning to trust the harder feeling path when you know it's the better one, that's a kind of growing up." She tucked the cards away. "You'll feel that trade everywhere, your whole life. The comfortable way and the way that actually makes you stronger. Now you know they're not always the same, and you know which one to pick when it counts." Later, on the library porch, Maya sat with Margot as the evening came in. "Can I ask you something?" Maya said. "Doesn't it feel mean mixing everything up when someone's finally comfortable?" Margot laughed softly, then went thoughtful. "It used to worry me," she admitted. "Snatching away the cozy role just when someone's enjoying it, it can look unkind. But I figured out the difference between comfortable and good for you. Letting someone stay comfortable when the comfort isn't helping them, that's the unkind thing, really. It feels nice and leaves them weak." She shrugged, warm. "Mixing it up is harder in the moment, yes, but it's the kind of harder that cares about who you'll be later. I'm not making it harder to be mean. I'm making it harder because I believe in the version of you that's coming." She gazed out at the dusk. And as Maya walked home, she carried the new understanding lightly, that the easy, comfortable way wasn't always the way that made her stronger, and that choosing the harder feeling path, when she trusted where it led, was something she could feel genuinely proud of, like a quiet promise to her future self.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mix Margo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.